Swans have ended a 20-year drought. Stevenson, Cracker gathers, shoots, and Swans have won the grand final.
Hi, this is Dennis Cometti, and you're listening to the Monday Waffle.
On a Thursday?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, then. It's the Monday Waffle on a Thursday.
Absolutely, gotta mix things up and try something different once in a while.
Laura Birch and me, Joel Saratsis, here with you. We're the only two left in Perth, aren't we, Laura? We've all been around Australia gallivanting, haven't we?
Yeah, they've certainly left us. We're stranded here in Perth, and everyone else is having fun and, yeah,
doing some work experience here, there, and everywhere. So we're back in Perth. We just thought we'd do this Thursday, Monday waffle, Laura, to
we'd have a roundup of what's been happening in the news and just have a bit of chat about waffle.
Have a bit of a preview looking forward to next week's games. And also, there was no games this week.
The boys were playing state footy and our WA boys actually won. So, yes.
Got the win, representative footy. That's what we love. So, I guess looking back on last round, Laura, it was WA day. It was a huge day for the waffle. Some standalone fixtures there. And I guess some talking points to come out of that round were primarily, the biggest one for me was the Peel-Subi, debacle that they had over whether the ground was sufficient enough for the game to take place.
For those of you who haven't heard about this, Peel Thunder weren't happy with the pitch. Subi allegedly were happy and were happy to play. They ended up playing on Subi on the Sunday. They postponed the match.
For me, it's the biggest thing to come out of this alignment. I guess the Dockers have their own priorities and Peel are still a part of the waffle with their own priorities, obviously. And I guess for Dockers to come in and say that their players might get injured on the ground, it's a bit of an issue. I think you have to sort out when those players are at Peel, they're Peel players, and when they're at the Dockers, they're Dockers players. So I personally didn't like the postpone. I didn't like the Fremantle Dockers coming in and say, oh, we don't want our players to get injured. But at the same time,
looking at the pitch, it looked terrible.
Yeah, but a lot of people have been saying, did you see in the AFL, the Sydney...
Sydney, the amount of water on that game pitch.
Yeah, that was insane. So,
yeah, that's the thing. If Subi were happy to play, and they're towards the top of the leaderboard, so if they're happy to risk their players...
I personally didn't like it that, AFL took precedence over the waffle. I mean, waffle's still got to go ahead, doesn't it? Doesn't matter how many...
Well, that's the thing. I guess Frio, well, they've won two games now. But they really rely heavily on the Peel boys and trying to get those young guns in. So they want to guarantee their safety when playing.
Massive talking point for the waffle. If you've got an opinion on it, which I'm sure everyone does, post on the Facebook page, say, look, this is what I reckon. And if you're a Peel supporter, we want to hear from you.
And yeah, just a bit of a surprise too. Peel did end up winning. But again, playing on the Subi ground, could that have been an advantage for the Frio players?
That's something that comes into it, isn't it? I mean, they ended up winning by 4 points.
Also, Joel, how do you think Subi are going? They've had a few losses. I was a bit surprised, even just for tipping. I definitely thought that Subi was going to smash Peel, but they had the win.
Yeah, they did. Well, they're still... equal top of the ladder with South Frio. They're just behind, but for South Frio, they've got a game in hand, so they're behind on percentage at the moment. But I'm not going to lie. I feel like it's not going to affect them going into September purely because...
They're favourites. They are flag favourites.
And they know what to do in September. Mm. I think they're just building up to September, and then come finals time, they'll get back into their regime of this is how we win games of footy. So I'm not too concerned about them at the moment because the reality is that They're gonna play finals. They're gonna be there at the end of the season. So
you got to lose a few games.
Yeah,
get stronger.
Can't win them all, according to Birchie.
Wish you could.
Another massive talking point coming out of the last weekend of footy, Birchie, was the West Perth name change.
Oh, I know, controversial. Town of
Joondalup almost holding West Perth somewhat at ransom for a name change. I was in Melbourne over the weekend, saw four games of footy. Spoke to Dennis Cometti. He seemed to think that a name change, from what I gathered, is probably on the cards, I'd say. So, Birchie, for those who haven't been following the story, what's actually happened here?
Well, look, the Joondalup Council have basically said West Perth needs to become the Joondalup Falcons, or they're going to withdraw their $40,000 a year sponsorship. So basically they need to change their name to keep getting the money.
Yeah, from the West Perth Falcons to the Joondalup Falcons. And I guess the argument is, Birchie, the big one is that, I mean, they've been in Joondalup since 1994, so...
They are the Joondalup Falcons, they
have been,
aren't they?
They've been there for a while, so I guess a lot of people are saying, well, why do we still have the West Perth alignment to our name when we're not even in West Perth anymore? So,
And could this lead to more clubs changing their names and changing where they're aligned to?
It's a big issue, isn't it, I guess, because we are a massive state here, WA, and I guess people are saying we want as far-reaching teams as possible. We want as much Waffle to go around. I mean, recently the Waffle's been taking to country footy quite a bit. They've been moving their games around. So the argument is, could some teams move where they're currently based? Birchie, I believe you were speaking to someone recently who had a bit of a wild suggestion.
I was having a chat to someone the other day and they were against Fremantle having two teams. Now, I'll step away from that. I love the rivalry between South Rio and East Rio. But I guess, two teams in Frio. It's a small suburb.
But I guess the traditionalists will say that it's been like that for one of the oldest competitions in the world, the Waffle, so why don't we keep it that way? But
I honestly think we'll see some change.
You reckon? Yeah. As I said, Dennis didn't seem too against a name change, and I believe Basil, their number one ticket holder, is pushing the name change.
Yeah, so he said, just a quote from Basil, he said, "I'm in favour of us becoming Joondalup, and to be honest, I'm a bit surprised that we're still called West Perth."
There you go.
And yeah, they used to be the Cardies, didn't they?
Yeah, no, you're right, Birchie. They've already had somewhat of a name change, haven't they? They changed from the Cardinals to the Falcons. So not a new thing for West Perth fans. But
just keep the colours red and blue and don't upset anyone else.
I'm sure they'll definitely keep the colours, Birchie.
Pop the confetti, I'm Dennis Scametti.
Dennis Scametti.
You're listening to the Monday Waffle. Monday Waffle.
Joel, I have got a great surprise for you.
You've got a surprise for me?
Yeah.
I'm excited. What's the surprise?
What have you been missing most in your life?
Well,
Don't answer that. Well, I'll give you a little clue. Shark is brah.
Is Verity Hughes on the line? Is
Verity
she?
Hughes joins Shark us.
Shark is raw! Shark is raw! Shark is raw! Two words for you, Bertie and Jelsey Ratchet. Shockers! Hurrah!
Yes! Are you recruiting some shark supporters in Brisbane?
Oh, look, I'm not going to lie to you, Bertie. It's pretty hard over here, but the only game they kind of support here is rugby, and I haven't even seen a full game of that myself, admittedly, so I'm struggling. Unless you say the word Broncos around here, you're kind of a leper.
Oh, that's horrible. Well, hey, you can get your waffle fix right now, Verity. Your East Frio Sharks had a big win, Verity, against in the Derby on WA Day last round. No. How did you feel about that? Was that not amazing?
Boy, do I know. I'm ecstatic. I was over the moon, crying with tears of joy, and I wasn't even there to be in the shark pit to enjoy it.
What a massive crowd it brought to 5,000, over 5,000 people.
Yeah, apparently just over. So it would have been an awesome atmosphere. I'm a little bit gutted I wasn't there, but more importantly, how are you feeling now that the Sharks have eaten your Bulldogs up?
Well, bit upset, but to be honest, it was fair. The last Derby was so close. I remember us sitting there chewing our nails. Anyone
last
could have won.
Minute.
Look, I'm a bit upset, especially with the score. I mean, nearly 40 points.
Yeah, it wasn't just a close win. It was a massive win, Verity. They absolutely destroyed them, the Sharks. So you'll be very pleased with that.
But again, hopefully two Frio teams in the final. That's what I'm hoping for.
Well, it's looking pretty promising now, Birchie. We've got both Frio teams in the top three along with Subi. So I reckon they're the three main contenders this year. Peel have been a bit up and down. They're fourth on the ladder, so I reckon it's down to...
Well, the thing is, I think Peel is all dependent on how the Fremantle Dockers are deciding to play their games each week. I mean, they smashed us. They smashed East Frio when they did a big switch up for their Dockers lineup. So
quite a few young guys from Peel have had the call up from Frio, and they're playing well. So it looks like they're going to stay.
Yeah, Connor Blakely, NAB rising star last week in the AFL. So very well done.
And
to him,
he's a grammar boy. I know we've said that before, but just get that little mention in there.
Full of plugs today, Verity, for East Frio, your school. Any other plugs?
Well, look,
any other plugs?
You're going to be versing Subi next week, so that's going to be interesting.
Yeah, look, I'm not looking forward to it. Subi's probably the strongest side.
Well, look, they lost last week to Peel, so I think this is a great time to play them, see how they're going, and see how East Frio are tracking.
It is a massive matchup. East Frio win that one. They're equal points with Subi, so yeah, two Frio teams looking very strong.
Well, thanks so much for giving me a ring. I appreciate it, and it's good to hear your voices. I miss you guys.
We miss Verity. You too.
There you go. Look at the Monday Waffle team. Just lots of love here. Absolutely. But we're not about that. We're about the footy. We don't do love here. We're getting to the footy. So, the footy.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks, Verity. Thanks for joining us. Have a wonderful time in Brisbane. We'll see you when you get back.
No worries. I love you guys, and I love the Wafflers. Keep listening.
Question: what rhymes with Zempelis? That's right. Nothing. So tune into the Monday Waffle. It makes perfect sense, really. The Monday Waffle, where the team waffle about the waffle. Tune in Monday.
Don't forget to go to the Monday Waffle Facebook page and throw us a like and follow us on Twitter.
It's time for the Monday Waffle Tips. Let's get down to business.
Laura, let's get a quick wrap-up of the Monday Waffle Tips. Where's everyone at? It was a big round of tipping last week. You seem a bit distraught, Virgie. What's wrong?
I've been very busy, so I haven't been able to monitor my tipping like regularly.
Okay, hold up. So wait up. Before you go launch into it, you're already making excuses for something. So what has happened?
I am no longer on top of the leaderboard. Verity Hughes has taken over. Look, we're both on 30 points. It's just points differential, but
Verity is winning the Monday Waffle Tipping. And is this the first time this season, Virgie, you're not on top?
No, I feel like I wasn't doing well at the start.
But you've been knocked off your mantle. Now we don't have to listen to your bragging, do we? That's so
mate,
good.
Mate, you're third.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, I'm coming. Don't worry. How many points behind Verity?
One. No, you're one behind us.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I'm going to win, so don't worry about that. But
I cannot. This is so embarrassing.
It's never embarrassing losing to me, Birchie. let's just put that out there. Who came last? Have we got any punishments?
Josh, again. Enter your tips, mate.
Hold up. So Josh Garlop has again forgot to put his tips in.
What is this? How many rounds has he entered?
So we have to do another punishment. We're running out of punishment. Have you got any ideas?
I have got a great punishment.
Okay, what's his punishment?
It'll save us all. Basically, the fridge here at ECU hasn't been cleaned for 6 months. So Josh, get your gloves on. Get some bleach. You're cleaning the fridge.
Hasn't been cleaned
for 6 months, Joel.
6 months.
Yeah.
I'm sure he'll love that. I'm going to buy him a little apron, some gloves. He can look
little
lovely.
Little penny.
Yeah. Look, I don't know what that is, but okay. Yeah. What's a penny? I have one meaning for a penny, but I feel like it's a different meaning to the one you're about to give
me. It's like a little pinafore. Do you know what that is?
We should probably stop saying penny, I reckon. All right. There you go. Yeah. All right. Well, Josh, sorry, mate, unfortunately, but... I'm not sorry at all. Put your tips in. Put your tips in, Josh. It's not hard. It's four clicks of a button every week. Stay tuned to Monday Waffle.
Hope you're listening.
He doesn't miss a show. Garlop, do you, mate? He knows. I reckon he knows every team back to front, old Garlop.
Oh, God. Doesn't miss a Monday Waffle podcast, but does miss his tips.
There you go. Stay tuned to our Facebook page. We'll have that punishment up in the coming week.
From the studios of ECU, you're listening to the Monday Waffle.
Okay, so now it's just me putting this last little bit of the show together in the studio. Laura has left the studio, and it was too good not to put in this piece of audio that I'm about to play you. Laura's not going to know that I'm doing this until she's listening to it now, so I'm sorry, but this was just too good not to put in. When we were just doing that tipping segment, Laura was looking at the AFL tipping competition that we do here, us Monday Wafflers, and she thought she was still out in front, still going along swimmingly, until she realised that she was looking at the AFL and not the waffle competition. Have a listen to her reaction when she realises she's not in front in the waffle. And top of the table, though, Birchie, I'm coming for you. I know you're 5 points ahead, but just understand that I will win come into the season, okay?
Look, you only got three last round and I got five, so...
How do you get 5 points?
So I've got six.
Wait, what are we talking, waffle or AFL? There's only four games.
Oh, wait, I'm on AFL.
Oh, my God. Birchie. Oh, when you said I got five, I was like, you must be joking.
Oh, that's so
funny. You can't get
five. Oh, my God.
What?
Oh my God, Verity's ahead of me. Oh my God. Redo.
Look, I say these things, but I don't write them. Pop the confetti. I'm Dennis Cometti. Listen to the Monday Waffle. Oh,
yeah. Come on, let's talk about the games coming up this week, Joel.
Big round of waffle. What are the matchups?
We've got Claremont versus West Perth at the Showgrounds, or should we say Joondalup Falcons?
Oh, that's a big debate. Maybe you don't say that. Yeah. But, yeah.
East Perth versus Perth at Medibank Stadium. That's your team. How do you think you're going to go?
Look, huge game for the Royals. They're just outside the top five, and if they can get over Perth, which I feel like they'll go in favourites, if they can get over Perth, they can really push into the maybe that fifth final spot come to the end of the season. So.
Yeah.
Hopefully we can get the biscuits. Nothing's certain in the waffle, though. We all know that.
Yeah, my Bulldogs are versing Peel Thunder on Sunday. Big game for us. Obviously, we lost last week, so we need to come back stronger and show what we're made of.
That's also a huge game, Birchie. And the last game of the round, actually, another huge one, East Frio Subi.
And Swan District has got the bye.
Yeah, no, huge round of waffle, Birchie. If you look at it, a lot of the teams in the top five are playing each other, except for Claremont, West Perth, obviously. But that in itself is a big one, because if West Perth lose that, they're in contention to drop out of the final spot. So,
yeah, everyone's got a lot to prove.
Yeah, huge round of waffle. Stay tuned for that one. We'll be back to our regular day on Monday, not on a Thursday next week, after what should be, hopefully, a massive round of waffle.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Thanks for listening to the Monday Waffle, proudly brought to you by the students from ECU Broadcasting.